Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is one of our mini episodes, which is a shorter version of our main episode. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria, coming at you from this great state of Los Angeles.
Oh, the state of Los Angeles. Okay.
In the city of California.
The Big Apple. I am super excited for our episode today because I don't know if you guys have seen it. I know I watched it. Maria, did you watch it? The Paris Hilton documentary on YouTube?
Oh, yes, I did.
It's free. And if you haven't watched it yet, you're going to be really startled by actually how good it is.
Yeah.
It's good. It's like sincere. It's authentic. It's kind of startling. You get a real look into her life, and she was like abused as a child at this school called the Provo School, which is what we're going to do our episode on today. Her parents, like from her adolescence, really pushed her to be, you know, really wanted her to be a star, only talked about how pretty she was.
Yeah.
Which was really creepy. And then she's also been in like a whole bunch of domestically abusive relationships, which is super sad.
I know. I mean, assuming it's from just like growing up, her parents treating her like this and like all her family members, like it's just a pattern. And
just
it's
a toy.
Sad.
Yeah. She said she'd been in like 5 abusive relationships.
Yeah.
Additionally, she talks about how that voice she puts on and everything, it's just like a facade. To kind of like shield herself and protect herself in the world. She can't sleep because she has horrible, horrible nightmares. Recalling her abuse from Provo. She has like a horrible insomnia where she can only sleep like 1 to 2 hours a night. So I would really recommend the documentary if you want to see Paris Hilton in kind of a new light. Anyway, so we wanted to get into this Provo Canyon School, which is kind of like a school for quote unquote like bad kids.
Wayward teens.
Yeah. So if you like acted out as a child or maybe like struggled with addiction or, you know, had behavioral disorder stuff in school, parents might send you to Provo Canyon School, which I think was in Utah, or a school that's similar to kind of like scare you straight. So Melissa, tell us a little bit about Provo.
Can I just interrupt really quickly? Sorry, can I just interrupt
Yes, you can.
You just said, you know how there's all that stuff like scared straight? And it's all about like scaring kids straight. Well, what if I started something that was like scared silly? And it was
oh no.
It was correcting, you know, kids' behavior by just clowning around.
Oh, like clown school.
Yeah.
Just clowning, just lighthearted.
And it's called,
what if you, yeah, like clown school for kids with bad personalities.
Yeah. And then I think that would actually be really good. We do a lot of mask work.
You actually might be onto something.
Yeah, we do a lot of mask work. We do a lot of movement.
Because these schools aren't really effective.
It'd be like Mr. G.
Oh, Mr. G.
Yes, no, that's exactly what I was thinking of when he puts
help,
on that.
Grandma's been raped.
When he puts on that big thing, that bodysuit, and does those.
Yes.
Oh, he's just like moving around.
That's one of the best scenes in the history of television.
Where you been, bitch?
Yeah. Mr. G, if you don't know what we're talking about, Summer Heights High. There's like, you can look at it, Mr. G, like dance clip or something, and it's like 10 minutes of him just going.
It is one of the funniest television shows ever created. Mr. G. So
but yeah, I think Maria, that'd be great.
Scared silly.
You should do that. That should be like a new subset of Erios, maybe like a summer camp or something. Yeah. Or an adult, a camp for adults who are really burned out at work. And they can come to Maria's Scared Silly and they just like learn to find their inner child.
I don't want to do that. I'd rather, because those, you know, those people are going to be a little too into it. I want to deal with teens that don't want to be there. And I want to go, you know what? I get you guys don't want to smile right now, but wait till I scare you silly.
Is that how you draw them in?
Yeah, that's the commercial.
Wait till I scare you silly.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
You're laughing now? Wait till
Is there going to be magic?
Of course. That's going to be.
Yes.
One semester is going to just be just fully magic. It's going to how to use magic to your advantage.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
What are the semesters or like the courses you'll be offering?
Mask work, magic.
Okay.
Movement, Alexander technique, and then trapeze work.
Oh, trapeze work. Okay, because I wanted to make sure that was in there.
Yeah, and then one that's all about funny voices.
Oh, that's good. What about wigs? I feel like wigs are really...
Wigs is going to be year three. Yeah, wigs. Wigs is actually a full year.
Okay, good.
You gotta have props too.
Props, yeah.
Props is an elective.
Prop comedy is an elective. Could you imagine the kids should sign up for that? But everything one is just how to make anything into a phone.
Oh yeah, that's groundbreaking stuff. Because it can't just be a banana all the time. It has to be, you know.
You gotta have a shoe.
It can be anything. I've been known to use a pencil. Yeah.
Wow, a pencil. That's advanced. You have to work.
It's fun because it's so thin and you go, hello.
Yeah. That's almost like a Bluetooth or something. Yes. That's one of those headsets.
You can use your pets.
Yeah, your pets. Hold a cat up to your face.
Meow. Hello.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Anyway.
All right. Well, that's not where Paris Hilton was sent. I bet Paris Hilton wishes she was sent there.
Just scared silly.
But scared silly. She was not. She was scared straight. Melissa, tell us about Provo Canyon School.
Okay, so she was sent to reform schools throughout her teen years in an attempt to curb her partying because her parents thought she partied way too much. And Provo Canyon was the last school she attended. It was during her senior year of high school. And she was there for 11 months.
That's crazy.
She said two guys came into her house in the middle of the night, kidnapped her, and took her to the school. Like, that's a thing that happens with these schools.
And she didn't know what was happening. Like, they just came into her house.
No.
And she said she was screaming for her mom and dad. She thought she was being kidnapped. And she was screaming for her mom and dad. And her mom and dad weren't like, they're taking you to school. She just had no idea what was going on.
They were just, like, standing there, like, not doing anything. Like, how traumatic is that?
Yeah.
She said the instructors hit students and made them take mysterious pills every day. That left her feeling like really sedated. So I imagine it was like tranquilizers maybe. And she figured out a way to fake taking the pills, but another student narked on her. And as a punishment, she was stripped and put into solitary confinement for 20 hours where she was freezing and starving.
I mean, that's jail. That's jail stuff.
Yeah. And the school's website also said they had a change in ownership because after everyone watched the documentary, they were like commenting on the school and like they said on the website, it says, please note that Provo Canyon School was sold by its previous ownership in August 2000 We therefore cannot comment on the operations or patient experience prior to that time. We are committed to providing high-quality care to youth with special and often complex emotional, behavioral, and psychiatric needs.
Jesus.
And then I saw that a lot of celebrities send their kids there, like Roseanne Barr.
Oh my God.
Senator Barbara Walters and Farrah Fawcett have all sent their kids to these types of schools. I guess it's like when you're, if you're like a famous parent and you're just like, I don't know what to do with this kid.
You I just don't know what to do with my
pay
kid.
A bunch of money and send them off.
And they probably don't want their kid in the limelight. Like, they just don't want them to be like a tabloid case.
Yeah. And which that's exactly what Paris Hilton was. She was just out partying and
yeah,
living her life.
Well, she became even worse. Okay. So I found this article on the Salt Lake Tribune called Provo Canyon School's History of Abuse Accusations spans decades far beyond Paris Hilton. Decades.
Yeah.
And this is an article by a woman named Jessica Miller, and it was published 3 days ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it says, I'll read a little bit of it. When celebrity Paris Hilton went public recently with allegations that she was physically and mentally abused at Provo Canyon School in the 1990s, but people who are residents of Provo Canyon School in recent years have made similar allegations. There is a similar pattern of controversy and allegations of abuse that stretches from the 1980s to today. Eight former students whose stays span decades told the Salt Lake Tribune about their experiences at three of the four campuses.
Oh, there's four.
Yeah. They spoke of repeated physical restraints with up to 10 staffers piling on young children. Some were chemically sedated or so over-medicated they felt like a zombie. Others spoke of being left in isolation room for days after getting in trouble for things like not getting out of bed or asking for their inhaler.
Ugh.
Provo Canyon School has remained operational for nearly 50 years, despite multiple lawsuits, a company bankruptcy, state threats to pull its license, and public accounts of abuse from young people who were sent there. Here's some quotes. This one guy said, "I basically said goodbye and was thrown into a room and strip searched. It was a nightmare. What the hell did I walk into? Did I walk into a prison?" This was from Jeremy Whitley, who was there from 89 to 91. Aaron Morris, who was there from 96 to 97. "I'm 41 years old and I still have nightmares of being in that place to today." Sarah Stevenson, "We had a lot of untrained, unseasoned counselors, BYU students who were seriously no more than a few years our senior."
Oh, I read that a lot of the people that work there were college students.
That's fucking nuts. Jen Robinson, "The things that still haunt me is the amount of time in isolation." By the way, in prison, they're like considering removing solitary confinement because there's studies that like literally makes you go mad. Like it is psychological torture.
Like I know it's there to protect you from other prisoners or other prisoners from you, but like there's it's punishment, but like, how is that good for anyone?
This one's crazy. This is Kayla Smith. "She was restrained when she was 8 years old. She was sent to this place, Provo, at 8 years old. It's very traumatizing. It's very scary. Mostly it just scares you more."
Yeah.
And Hilton continues, like, "The nightmares never go away." So then a little bit of history on Provo.
Okay. So the early days of Provo Canyon School, it first opened as a facility for boys in 1971, and then it got into some legal trouble. Two teens were sent there by their home's juvenile justice system. They ran away. One was from Alaska and the other was from Nevada. And they filed a lawsuit against the original owners. They challenged the school's education, treatment, and confinement methods. They went to trial and jurors returned a verdict in favor of the Provo Canyon School. But the judge issued a permanent injunction banning the school from using polygraph tests on the boys.
Oh, my God.
Opening and reading their mail.
That's crazy. Imagine if your school.
Why are you using polygraph tests on these kids? And then in 1986, Charter Behavioral Health Systems bought the original Provo campus. And the company is one of the nation's largest operator of psychiatric hospitals and treatment centers. They own the school for the next 14 years.
That's insane. They were injected with sedatives. Injected. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not a mental institution. It's a school.
On Reddit, I found it's from a now deleted account, so I don't know what the name was. But they went to Provo Canyon School in 2007 and Yellowstone Academy from 2007 to 2008 when they were 14. Those are like two schools that are similar. They said, I was in Provo Canyon School for 6 months before my school district moved me to Yellowstone Academy. Yellowstone Academy was also abusive, but Provo Canyon was far, far worse. She said she was not being called by her name, but was called by a number instead.
Oh, my God.
And they couldn't use bathrooms for long periods of time.
Oh, my God.
She said she was also strip searched and cavity searched by male staff upon arrival.
Okay, no, that's not right.
Yeah. Then they took away all my clothing and locked me in observation, which was very cold. I know other girls there were having sex with staff, some non-consensually, because it allowed them to get better levels, easier inspections, and just better treatment in general.
That happens in mental institutions, too.
Really?
Yeah.
It's really bad in psych wards.
And there's a big, on Facebook, there's a Provo Canyon Survivors group with like over 1,000 members. And a lot of people say the staff at these schools was BYU students and the LDS community, the Mormons, because it's Utah.
Okay. Yeah. So one more thing on this website is that they talk about how, and I think we probably get into this, but that exploiting troubled kids for profit is just like a huge business. It's like private prisons. They exploit like these parents, especially rich parents, being like, we know how to fix your child, send them to here, and, you know, we'll get them, you know, right. And they'll stop freaking out. Apparently, the Utah Office of Licensing has conducted 341 investigations in the past 5 years.
Jesus.
Of Provo Canyon.
Wait, just that school alone?
Yes. Of their four campuses, 341 investigations. However, they've only said 27 of those are substantiated. But, like, I'm sure that's not true.
Yeah.
Right? I found a Reddit of this woman who currently works there.
Oh.
Yeah, she said, I currently work at Provo Canyon School. Ask me anything. This one guy was like, get fucked. Karma's gonna fuck you. And she said, sorry you feel that way. I'm not saying Provo's perfect in any means. There's a whole lot of things I would change if I could. If you want to talk what's actually wrong with Provo, I'm here for it. Mental health care shouldn't be for a profit. She says that she's open to being messaged directly. We should.
Why is she so thirsty for like attention? Or does she just want to set the record straight?
I haven't seen anything bad at this school, and I would know if anything was happening.
She's
probably a HR troll. Nothing sketchy goes on there, she says. My conscience is totally clean. If anything like what Paris describes ever did happen, it doesn't happen here now.
Oh, that's totally an HR person who's like, yeah, this is so pretend, HR. Like,
this person says, I was at a camp similar to yours, Peninsula Village, and was misdiagnosed as having a psychiatric problem and was prescribed an ever-changing cocktail of powerful drugs, and it turned out that I had like some health issues. So this guy is saying that he thinks that some people are misdiagnosed, that they don't get proper health screenings, and that instead they're just diagnosed as behavioral issues.
Sure.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Have you guys read their Yelp page?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's...
People are
pretty intense.
Writing horrible things on it.
What does it say?
Well, this one is from September 9th, 2020. If I could give this review less than one star, I would. Here is where my this is where my parents sent me for 3 months after being taken away at 4 o'clock in the morning by two big escorts.
Crazy that they do that.
I had 5 minutes to pack my bags. Everybody deserted me. I was left alone, taken to the airport from Chicago to Utah at 16. For months, I was there sitting. I don't know what some of this means. It seems like they're writing this in a way that I wrote my Princeville
review.
Please don't go to the school.
Starving, sleeping on a camping cot in the hallway with the lights on suicide watch, even though it was just a punishment and I was not suicidal.
God.
Hold on. Let me go to ones before the documentary came out, though. So this is from August 2017. Worst place. They said I was a drug addict, and I wasn't. I have autism. I have never seen more bloody rights in my life than when I was here. I wasn't allowed to call my family. If I was, I was only allowed to say hi and bye in front of my therapist. Fallen out of the top bunk in my sleep and needed stitches, and I was unconscious, and they wouldn't take me to the hospital.
What?
Because she was a flight risk.
Jesus.
The staff would literally pin you down if you went to the bathroom without asking. If you stepped out of line, you were thrown literally into solitary confinement. No sunlight. Never saw the outdoors the whole 1.5 years I was there.
Holy shit.
Oh my God, prison. Listen to this. I had my 16th birthday in there and I had a cake, but I had to eat it with one person and I wasn't allowed to share with anyone else. No birthday song or anything. I was even forced to
eat. That's what gets you? The birthday, the bad birthday party? The kid with autism who ended up there instead of some therapist who got slammed on the floor having to share a cake with only one person.
I was even, this is a little Matilda-esque, I was even forced to eat it because they made the cooks make it. So like she had to eat it like Matilda had to eat, or Matilda's friend had to eat that big cake.
They force fed her?
They said that, remember they said that in the documentary, that one girl was force fed, that they force feed you.
There's nothing worse to me than being, I mean, there's worse things, but like to me, like being force fed would be pretty horrendous.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I would absolutely, if I like eating when I'm not hungry it would make me so nauseous.
Unless it was like a really delicious ice cream cake.
That's so true.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'll always be forced that ice cream cake. Well, just someone else in 2017 says that it was horrific. They would stand frozen for 12 hours a day. I was forced to work and had to earn back the right for education. I was tied down.
What?
One evening during school cleaning duty, I found an unlocked office door with a phone. In 20 seconds, I reached my mother and pleaded with her to help me. A week later, she flew me to Seattle, where I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I was unrecognizable to my family and my spirit was broken. I was 16 years old.
That's crazy. That's an autoimmune disease.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's
so
wild.
If you go on this Yelp, there's like all these ones from like 2013, 2014 that people are just saying how.
Yeah, just years of like complaints. I found this article in the Salt Lake Tribune about like why Utah? Because there's over 100 youth residential treatment centers.
What?
And in the past five, it's the state that has the most. And in the past 5 years, they've seen nearly 12,000 children come through their doors. And some of those kids are just like bouncing from like facility to facility. And Utah is seen as an attractive place to seek treatment because of the wholesome reputation of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the landscapes that create this vision of like healing and like wilderness therapy. And the kids are sent by parents who pay upwards of $30,000, believing that their children are misbehaving. And teens covered by Medicaid are sent thousands of miles away after being hospitalized for depression or anxiety. And children who commit crimes and students with disabilities are sent to another state by their school districts. Like, Utah is the place to send your troubled teen. And so this troubled teen industry has brought in hundreds of millions of dollars in government money for Utah. And that doesn't include the parents who pay privately. It's estimated that the industry pulled in $328 million in revenue in 2015 alone. Provo Canyon School netted more than $37 million in government funding during a five-year period from other states that send kids there. And Red Rock Canyon School received more than $13 million in government money before it closed last year after a riot, allegations of child abuse, and reports of sexual assault. Ken Foster, a former Copper Hills employee who worked at Provo Canyon School for 3 years until he quit in 2013, said he was often fearful to go to work. He didn't have enough coworkers, and they weren't able to give the kids the treatment they needed. And he said it was also normal to give children sedative shots. He's like, they were just warehousing kids. It didn't feel like we were doing any legitimate treatment.
I'm on a Reddit for the troubled teen industry, and it's all for survivors of troubled teen industry.
Yeah, there's so
many.
And
it names all these different schools, like Meridell Achievement Center in Liberty, Texas, the Elon School, the Anderson School in Bellingham, Washington.
Bellingham,
which they say is run by a cult, it says.
What?
So we should look into that. I sent you guys a link for that. Open Sky in Colorado, The Village in Tennessee, Trails in Carolina, Excel Academy in Conroe, Texas, The Academy at Dundee Ranch in Costa Rica, Circle of Hope. The list just goes on and on and on of all these
scared
places.
Scared silly.
We should add that to the list.
Well, scared silly is going to be a new way. It's going to be the new teen school.
Yes.
We're going to be...
Well, maybe you could have some survivors work there.
Oh, we would love it. If anyone wants to volunteer to like start this up.
Yeah, I think that would be great. This one girl says that her ex-therapist tried to contact her on Facebook. Her therapist, this woman, Phyllis, who she was at the school, Elevations RTC, wanted her to come back to speak at the school to talk about how beneficial the program was. And this woman responded, "Hi, Phyllis. Just wanted to say a big fuck you. Elevations was one of the worst, most traumatic experiences of my life. It enrages me that you people will never face consequences for what you do to children. Also, thanks so much for misgendering me while I was there and then having the fucking audacity to ask me to come back to Utah so you and the rest of the staff could pretend to be progressive and show me off. I hope this message ruins your week."
Damn.
I mean, how many of these kids who truly need like help and understanding and empathy and probably like prescription, like true, like have health disorders, you know?
So sad. I read that this whole Utah wellness thing started from like this one student back in the 60s. A student named Larry Dean Olson at Brigham Young University, he started leading these wilderness outings with his classmates. And then BYU started noticing that the students who were going on these outings were doing better in school and they were like well-mannered. So yeah. The schools developed an official course that offered failing BYU students a shot at readmission if they learned survival skills and went on a month-long backpacking trip through the Utah desert. And like that kind of started the whole wilderness therapy industry. was from,
well, that's
like,
not bad. Like, I think, like, it is proven, like, wilderness is good for you. I can actually, I have a document on that.
Yeah.
Because I was going to work in,
but
this
then
outdoor
the
camp.
Industry continued to morph, and now it's just, like, so-called trouble teens hiking in the desert heat, and then the programs expanded into communal living facilities and urban areas, and there's a connotation with, like, the Mormon faith that there's a wholesome environment that Utah sets forth. And also a senator from Oregon tried to speak with Utah officials about their school's concerns and pulled its kids out from Red Rock because of concerns for their safety. The senator said, when it comes to Utah, there's a conflict of interest. It's such a revenue generator for the state that there's a disinterest in actively monitoring these organizations. So, like, a senator from Oregon was like, we can't send our kids there anymore. It's dangerous.
Good. 3 hours per week in nature results in increased recovery from direct attention fatigue, increased parasympathetic nervous system activity, increased cognitive abilities, increased creativity, reduced psychological stress, and reduced cortisol levels. It's helpful to be in nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, it is literally beneficial, but it's not helpful to be put in solitary confinement and be injected with, you know, all this crazy shit. That's not good.
No. Did you guys watch The Crown at all?
No. It sounds boring.
But they have Gordonstown. It's a school where Prince Charles went to. It's like a boarding school. And Sean Connery and David Bowie's sons went there. And so did Charlie Chaplin's granddaughter.
Sean
the Rock. Connery.
Welcome to The Rock.
Why does Sean Connery sound
strict
like Bane?
Discipline. All of your impressions sound like Bane.
They all sound the same. Then there's the Portland school. Have we done this yet?
No.
Okay. So 9 former students say they were tortured at a therapeutic boarding school in Eastern Oregon, where untrained counselors with only high school education subjected them to physical punishment akin to a 1950s chain gang. Oregon shut down the Mount Bachelor Academy in 2009. The program was staffed by untrained people, often only high school educated counselors and instructors. Like, if these are people who are, like, severely behavioral disordered with psychological problems, like, how are they should be with doctors and psychologists, not who attempted to psychologically break them down and indoctrinate children in their care, typically by berating them in the harshest of terms and subjecting them to extreme physical conditions. They were isolated from their families, allowed only very limited telephone calls every other week, which were monitored by the school staff. Parents were instructed not to believe their children if they reported abuse. Jesus. That children rely, it's all a part of the treatment process, or so the parents were told by the school staff. They were denied basic medical care and run through a battery of life step group encounters that ran for days at a time with no breaks, where little or no sleep permitted, which will drive you insane, very little food provided. Yeah. And required traumatizing activities, such as making known victims of child sexual abuse act out sexual propositioning activities on other residents as well as adult staff. How is that legal in any sense of the word?
It's not.
Discipline consisted of physical punishment, being sent out into the wilderness with little or no food or supplies, at times even for days. Even minor infractions were met with severe isolation. No one was allowed to make eye contact. What the fudge?
Don't send your kids to boarding schools.
Or school, period. What is, I'm wondering what, like, okay, Scared Straight.
Is that show still on? Or are they?
I don't know, but, like, what's the methodology behind that?
Because, like, how effective was that?
I don't think that's
what I'm wondering.
Because you'd always get those kids in there being like, "This is stupid." Because, like, those
They like laugh in the face of the person,
because they know nothing's going to happen to them.
It started off as a documentary. I didn't realize that it's Academy Award winning documentary.
Wait,
narrated
what is?
By Peter Falk, by Matlock.
Wow.
Huh.
Release date, November 2nd, 1978.
Oh, I've never seen it.
No, the subject of the documentary is a group of juvenile delinquents and their three-hour sessions with actual convicts. To be fair, though, like, if a convict was screaming at me just, like, horrible things, actually, I don't know if that would make me get in line.
No, it wouldn't make me get in line. I'd just be like, oh, geez, like, we get it. Okay.
I think it would more reflect on the convict screaming at me than it would on my own behavior.
And you'd tell them that too. You'd say, you know, this reflects more on you than it
does. As a result of the film, many states introduced scared straight programs in an attempt to rehabilitate young delinquents. However, the effectiveness of such programs has been questioned. See criticism below. Okay. James Finkenauer, a professor at the Rutgers School of Criminal Justice, began to test the scared straight program using a control group, something that had not been done previously. His study concluded that children who attended Rahaway were likely to commit crimes more than those who did not. So scared straight had a opposite effect.
Oh God, of course it did.
They actively increase crime rates and lead to higher reoffense rates compared to control groups that did not receive that form of rehabilitation.
Now if they were to go to scared silly school,
that'd be a little different.
It might be a different outcome.
Yeah. They say that this form of rehabilitation is not only ineffective but is potentially harmful to the kids involved.
I don't see how a clown school couldn't help, because you're getting kids out of their bodies, you're getting them out of like their like psyches, and you're just saying like put on this mask, like literally put on this mask.
And Maria, you know what it is actually, and I can tell you as a life coach, like literally the psychology behind it.
Yeah,
it's somatic therapy. It's somatic therapy.
What's that? Somatic?
Somatic. S-O-M-A-T-I-C.
Anti-Semitic therapy.
Rabbi Joe's bagel chips.
Rabbi Joe's bagel chips.
Anti-Semitic teen therapy.
Yeah, I'm like a huge fan of anti-Semitic therapy. No, somatic therapy. It's when you do therapy like of the body by doing like body movements, and it's like the psychology of like changing your inner self by like being like in your body. Yeah. So, for example, like when you want to teach like someone like confidence or something like that, you'll do like body movements of like being like taking up more space, or like working on your posture, or like doing different positions and stuff like that to work on like actually.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so you're basically a somatic therapist.
Wow. Yeah, body movements by doing physical comedy, like slipping on a banana peel. You gotta.
Yes.
I have to figure out how to do this, because I'm literally think I could save lives. And if anyone takes this idea from me, you will be sued so fast.
You're going to scare them straight.
I'm going to scare them silly. If you take this idea from me, things are going to get pretty silly pretty fast.
Well, on that note, I mean, I think that wraps it up for today.
Sure.
That, I mean, listen, this is almost amazing. You guys are lucky, because this mini episode got pretty main.
You just got mained.
You got mained, ma'am. Oh yeah, are you gonna have a catchphrase, Maria, for scared silly?
Oh yeah, what was your?
It's scared silly. Let's get physical.
Let's get physical.
Laugh
scared
it off.
Silly.
Scared silly.
Yeah, laugh it off.
Laugh it off.
It's a joke. Life's a joke.
Life's a gas.
It's a goof. It's just a goof.
Yeah, this is all. Stop
scared
goofing.
Silly. It's just a goof.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. Yeah, we'll workshop it. If you guys have any ideas, then let us know. But you're not going to get any credit or any money.
No,
for it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's just, don't even think about it twice. Okay. So, anyways, So if you've ever been in a treatment, well, not a treatment center, if you've ever been in a school for disgruntled teens, please let us know.
Oh yeah. Let us know. I'm sure.
Or
some
if you've
of
ever
our
worked
one
in
of
one,
listeners.
I'm sure most of our listeners, probably all of our listeners, have been in some sort of program for disgruntled teens.
Yeah.
So please let us know, and also join our Patreon, because we're pumping stuff out every day now, because I've been pretty bored at home. So you might just get me talking for 5 minutes about just something that's happened in my day. Anyways, I am Allie. I'm Allie.
And I'm Melissa. It's just a goof, Stetton.
And I'm Maria, CEO of Scared Silly, the new teen program that'll turn your disgruntled teen into a fun clown. Blasucci.
Oh. That's perfect.
I forgot you were even saying your name for a second.
Yeah, if I did, I thought that was, yeah, there we go. Oh, can I be a counselor?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have.
I'm going to teach wigs. Year three wigs.
Do you know
wigs.
Anything about wigs?
Doesn't matter, baby. Bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.